today's daf, turning back to daf lamed gimel lamed aleph, there's a very, very important toisvus. It's a shas toisvus. And I think that it's kedai and geshmak to bring out this toisvus in the context of a story, the context of a tshuva, an Evan Ezer digis story. And this is a tshuva in Shailus HaTshuvas HaMarsham. It's a classic. It's chelek aleph. It's simintes. So maisa shahoya kachoya. There was a shayla that came to the doorstep of the Marsham, the Brzhanerov, about a woman that lived in Odessa who had been married. She had no children. Her husband went to Medina Sayam and he wasn't heard from for 12 years. And she was an Isha Galmuda. She was an Aguna. She's waiting for her husband for 12 years. After 12 years, her husband's brother arrives and he says, I want you to know your husband died. And I'm your husband's brother. You're free to get married. In the event that you get chalitza, I'm willing to give you chalitza. So they went to the local bezdin. The halacha is eidechad is believed when it comes to eidos isha. And even though this man had not himself seen his brother die, it was eid mipi eid, which is also okay when it comes to eidos isha. And they paskin that this woman is free to get married. She gets married. She has a child with her second husband, and then lo and behold, several years later, Vayuvai, original husband shows up. They went back to Bezdin, and Bezdin said, it's Mufurish Mishnah. And then Neidecha came and said, Meis Bailich, the husband shows up, what's the halacha? Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh, and she followed through. The original husband gave her a get, this husband gave her a get, and she went back now to being an almana, or a grusha. The problem was that she had a child. And that same Mishnah says that if she has a child, because she got married in the interim, the child is going to be a mamzer. So the shoyl told the Brzhaner Rav that this woman is not taking the fact that her child is a mamzer very, very well. Number one, if he's a mamzer, he's never going to be able to get married and have a family. Because a mamzer can only marry a mamzeres. Not so easy to find a mamzeres. And what the family is thinking is, what she's holding by doing is just making him fry like this, at the very least, he'll be able to have a functional life. He said, not just that, the woman herself is suicidal, just because of everything that she's gone through. And really, I think that if the Rav can come up with an Eitzah and Paskin somehow that this child is not a mamzer, this will save her life, it's going to save the ruchnius of this child, and it's a question, mamash of pekuach nefashis, ilamdeinu rabbeinu, maybe there's an Eitzah. Now, it's yodua that the Brzhaner Rav obviously was a guy in Oilam, but he also had a tremendous koyach that terah. There's maises, allegedly there's a story with Rav Shulam Belzer of why the Marsham had such a koyach that terah. But the bottom line is the Marsham was a tremendous, tremendous koyach when it came to finding Eitzes, specifically Lahatzel, Yisrael, and this question was delivered to him, is there anything you could come up with, maybe we could find out with a way to say that maybe the child is not a mamzer. So the Brzhaner Rav wrote a nifla de getrufa. And the first thing that he said was that, I want you to know, had the first husband not given a get to his wife, when he showed up, the original husband, I would have had an Eitzah. I would have had a great Eitzah. And he said the Eitzah would have been based on a Toisvis, Per Kashay Leach, and Mesechtes Gittin, Daflamid Gimel Amar Alv, on the daf that we just learned right now. So where's this Eitzah in the daf that we learned? The Gemara said, there was Machlokes Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel. What happens if a man was Shalech get l'ishta? And then he was Mevatel the Shlichus, Shalei b'fnei HaShlech, Shalei b'fnei HaBal. Barish Shaina, that would have been okay, as long as it was done b'fnei Best. However, Hiskin, Rav Gamliel Lazakim, Nei Tikkun Oilam, that really should not be okay. And there was Machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, what would be in the event that he goes and he's Mevatel it, Shalei b'fnei Hashliach b'shalei b'fnei abal. B'di'evit, is it okay or is it not okay? Rebbe said, bitloy mevotol. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, bitloy eina mevotol. That if you're mevotol, it's not going to be bought. Faith the Gemara Kasha, bitloy eina mevotol? How could you say that? L'chayr, it doesn't make sense. To the extent that he was mevotol, I mean, the Raisa really has an ability to be mevotol. So it comes out, the get is really not a get. If the get is not a get, so really this woman is an ashes ish. So if really this woman is an ashes ish, so how would it help to say bitloyena mevutal? What does that even mean? That means that this woman is really not an eshes ish. We're going to allow to go get married. So Yamar says, you're right. But called the Mekadosh Adaita, the Rabbanu Mekadosh, Vafkin Rabbanu L'Kedushim. In other words, it's not the pshat that the Rabbanu are saying that this get, which is not a get, is a get. What they're saying is the original Kedushin was not a Kedushin, and this is something that the Rabbanu have an ability to do. Says Tosfos, in Toymar, if this is the case, Hikshar Rab Shmuel, I have an Eitzah for every single Mamzer to become Tar, or I have a way for a man to be Mechape Al Basach Oysoi. What happens if there was an Eishes Ish, and this Eishes Ish was Mezana Tachas Baila, and this Eishes Ish had a child? The child is a Mamzer. I have an Eitzah for every Mamzer to become Tar. You know what the Eitzah is? Let the husband go, and let the husband make a Shliach Loi Lacha to divorce his wife. And then Shaloi Bifnei Ashliach, Bifnei Bezdin, he's going to go, he's going to be Mevatel the Shlichus. What's the halacha? Bitlo yena mevotel. What do you mean, bitlo yena mevotel? Call the Mekadosh Adai to the Rabbanu Mekadosh, Vafkin Rabbanu L'Kedushin today. And if that's the case, it's going to come out that she was never married. She was never married. The child is not a mamzer. So Tosfos says, I think in this Gemara, talked away is an incredible loophole to get out of situations. Right, we had the Sugya on Daf Yud Zayin. Mipnei ma tiknu zman begitin. Rabbi Yochanan said, Shem yichap al basa choysoi. Right, we're afraid a man's married to his niece, and she's going to be mezana tachas baila, and he's going to have rachmanis on her, and that's why Chazal will mesakin get zman begitin. Says Tosfos, Vim Toymar, I have a way for a man to be mechapa basach oisai. You don't have to play games with zman begitin. It's pashit. He'll be shalech get leishta. He'll be mevatel. It's shalei b'fnei hashlech, b'shalei b'fnei ha'isha, b'fnei bezdin. Da'alach is bitloy ena mevotel. It works with kol demekad. Not she's a grusha mikadol haba. She was never married. She was never married, so she wasn't an eishnish. That was mezani. He has an eitz to be mechapa basach oisai. It's an incredible kash as Eifrek Tosfos. And if you go through Tosfos, it's a little bit of an arichos. Tosfos says two terutzim. The first teretz says, yeah, it's true. Enochinami. We never told anybody. And if you didn't learn this place, you would have never known. But 100% it works. And oh, by the way, the Gemara said, Shem Yechapa Basachoysoy and Daf Yud Zayin. That's because the guy's playing shtick. Shtick doesn't work. Right? Sometimes if you know how to do it glatt, you can do it glatt. Enochinami. You don't have to not put his man. Do it this way. It works. To not put his man. You're lying. You're a shakran. This is not sheker. This taco works. It's a bona fide, legitimate loophole. But Tais says another teretz. Tosfos says that it could be that although this works, but at the same time, it only works if we don't think that you were conniving in some way. Like you were using it as a weapon. Meaning, if we know that you're doing this as a trick, you found a loophole in the system. You found a way to get out of a marriage. Think about it. It's mamish, it's a way to mamish blow up a marriage. It's so easy. It's like mamish an easy zach. Shalech gel ish, they be mevatel shloi b'fnei ashlech. What? Like, what shaykh is? Okay, you have to learn parakat shalech. Just learn today's daf. The math is 1 plus 1 equals 2. But if we know, says Tosfos in the second terrace, that was your kavano, loi mafkina kedusha minei, to lo takono osu chachome v'loi lo takolo. We did this for takono purposes, not takolo purposes. Shemitoich kach, because if you're going to have this as a etzo, you, b'nei sisro, putzis ba'arayas. Avo, in bar lono, shaloi nischaven lo kach, but if we know for sure that you don't have any intentions, yeah, it works, no worries. Al Kopanim said the Brishana Rav that had the first husband not given his wife a get, I would have said, I am Tosfos getting daflam and gimel amid aleph. And I would have used this, maybe. But says the Brishana Rav that the problem is, I can't, because he gave a get already. And because he gave a get already, so it's for that reason, this is not something that's going to be okay. So then the Marsham went to work. And the Marsham said that maybe we have to do this in a two-prong attack. Maybe what we need to do is, it's Mamash Goynes. He says that maybe we need to unwind the first get. And if we unwind the first get, then we can pull out this Tosfos from our pocket. And then we can do what Tosfos says you potentially are able to do. Meaning, why can't you do this? Because he divorced his wife already. So let's see if there's an Eitzah maybe to undo the original get. And if we can undo the original get, so now we'll be Shalech Get Lishti, you'll be Mevatel, the Shlicha, Shalei B'fnei HaShlich, and like this, you'll be able to pull it off. The question is there an Eitzah? How would you possibly do this? So he has a few different suggestions, a few different chaps of what he was trying to do. I'll mention two of them. The first was, said the Brishana Rav, that maybe the Eitzah would be, as we had a Gemara, on Daf Chof Amid Aleph, where, by the way, you want to chazer everything we learned for the first 4 weeks of Masechtas Gittin, just go through that truly. He mamish, he varifs, he's mefalfel on the whole Masechtas Gittin. Since as we had a Gemara in Daf Chof Amid Aleph, the Gemara said, Amrav Chisto, Yochilmdo lemifsalinu lekuli gita da'alma. I have a way to passel up every single get in the world. Amalei Rava, Rava said, my time? Why? Ilemi mishum dechsev v'kasa. Maybe it's because the Torah says that who has the right to get? The husband has the right to get. Yet Chazal made a takana. It's a special takana that the woman should always be the one that's going to pay for the get. So being that she is the one that pays for it, yet he's the one that has to write it, so it comes out every single get is not for kasa. But Rava said, if that's what you mean, Rav Chisda, I don't think that's fair. Because v'dilma knuye aknule rabbana. Although she pays for it, but maybe aknuye aknule rabbana. What does that mean? Rashi says, it means aknuye aknule rabbana na hu zuza medida. That zuz that she's going to use to pay for this chaspa ba'alma, maybe Chazal took it, and we're makne it to him, the habit commander yob le'iyu. It's as if he paid for it. Now, how does Bezen have a right to do that? The Hefke, Bezen Hefke, Zakrashi. I mean, that there's a Hefke, Bezen Hefke, therefore, they have a right to do that. That was the Gemara on Daf Chafam. So the Gemara says, that's not a reason you can pass it again. Because although she pays for it, and the Torah says, V'kasav, but out Hefke, Bezen Hefke, this is not going to be okay. If you remember, we learned the Gemara on Daf Chafam the days. The Gemara over there brought an Ibaya that Rami Bar Chama asked. Rami Bar Chama had an Ibaya, Hayim Muchzakim B'Tavla Sheishallah. What would be if this woman owned the Tavla? Everyone knew this Tavla, this is the woman's Tavla. Forget Kosovo. Well, and then all of a sudden, one day, she pulls out a get, and the get's written on her Tavla. Rei Yoitzim B'Tachas Yodei Ma'u. What's the halacha? Meaning, this woman always owned the Tavla. And now all of a sudden, the husband wrote a get on the Tavla, and he gave it to her. Is she get Migureshes or she not Migureshes? What was the Shiloh? Mi amrinon aknuye aknisale? Do we assume that this woman knew to be makna the tavla to the husband, or do we assume? Nah. Meaning, we need that this tavla, whatever the chaspa that the get is written on, should belong to the husband. We know for sure this was hers. He wrote a get on it. Okay, she was makna to him. Do we assume that she knew how to be makna to him, or do we not assume that she knew how to be makna? Now, the Rishonim on Mefarish, what's the Shiloh? A woman doesn't know how to make kinyanim. Since when do women not know how to make kinyanim? So the Rishonim explained, Rashi, Tosfos, that this is a little bit unique. The reason this is a little bit unique is because over here she's giving it, knowing she's getting it right back. So it could be in her mind, she doesn't have das to be makdash, she has das to loan it. And as a result, there was never a proper kinyan. So the Gemara says, Rav and Rav Ashi were mafalful very much in the Shiloh. And at the end, Elam Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said, I can be poshut to you from this Shiloh, from the following halacha. Isha Koyseves as Gita. They see a woman can write the get. Oh, if the woman can write the get, how does she end up getting it back? Teretz, she's making it. Oh, so you see that she can be Frey Toysus Akasha. Frey Toysus. What's Pashup Shan in this Gemara? We just said a minute ago on Amud Aleph, the Gemara said the woman always pays for it. The man has to pay for it. The Teretz is Hefke Bezen Hefke. So no, if Hefke Bezen Hefke works, when the woman pays for it, why should Hefke Bezen Hefke not work if the woman is giving the tafla, or if the woman is the one that wrote the get? Every get has this fundamental issue that the man has to own it, and she's paid for it. The Teretz is Arbit mit Hefke Bezen Hefke. So no, if it works with Hefke Bezen Hefke, so why would you think Hefke Bezen Hefke shouldn't work here? And Tosfos says, a very sasum de gazach, says Tosfos that there's no Hefker Bezden Hefker when it comes to the actual tafla. That's what Taisa says. That when it comes to money, Hefker Bezden Hefker. But the tafla, there's no Hefker Bezden Hefker. And it's a pella. And the Emes is, you know who says it's a pella? The Rajba. The Rajba of an art is very bothered with Taisa. He says, I don't understand Pasha Pshan and Taisa. And because of this, says the Rajba, I think that Pshan and the Gemara on Amud Aleph, when the Gemara said that you can't pass all the get from the fact that she pays for it, because Vidilma Aknuye Akne, the Gemara didn't mean what Rashi said, Hefke Bezen Hefke. That was Rashi's Pirush. That's what Tosfos says on Chaf on the Beis. Says the Rashi, but the Gemara meant Pashit. The Gemara meant that she has das to be maknet. That's all it means. All it means is that she has das to be maknet. Itaka doesn't mean Hefke Bezen Hefke, and that's why the Gemara didn't say Hefke Bezen Hefke here. And that's why Rami Bar Chama had a Shiloh, because when she's giving the money, she's not getting the money back. So it's partial that she just has to have das to be makna. But I give you the tavla, you give it back, that's doima l'shayla, it looks like a loan. So therefore, that's precisely why the Gemara had the Shiloh. Azoy shteit in Rashba. So said the Marsham, that it comes out like the Rashba, how does every get work? Every single, meaning Rav Chisda said, Yochilna l'mifsulina kuligita da'alma. The only reason you can't pass and every get the alma is, I mean, what was the Rava thought that maybe the reason is because it says for kasav and she pays for it. What's the teretz? Not hefker bezden hefker like the Rashba. The teretz is she has das to be maknet. But if she didn't have das to be maknet, or if when she had das to be maknet, there's an umder of the muchach that this das was a tos, because had she known
was tutzach in the Welt right now, she would have never had das to be magnet. It could be that whole hakna is nish kein hakna. So said the Marsham, loite Rashba, and he stelt to a Toysis and Tamura. This is a pilpul, but this is mamish the Cliff Notes version of it, of one paragraph. Said the Marsham that loite Rashba, there's mokim to say that being that when she agreed to give the money for this get, she was literally setting herself up to have a child, a mamzer. And had she been in the presence of the Brijana Rav, he would have said, don't do it, because I have an etzer for you. And it was Davka that Akna. So that Akna was done betos. And being that it was done betos, so the Akna is not kind of Akna. So said the Marsham, here's maybe my etzer. The etzer would be, we're going to say that, like the Rajba, the Akna was never Akna, which means the get was never a get. Now the halacha states to me, no problem, we're going to do it. But here's the trick. We're going to do it on Yidei Shliach. 2 seconds later, b'fnei beis, b'fnei gimel, he's going to be mevatel like this. Afkiru rabbol, k'dushminei, the child is not going to be a mamzer. But the Marsham said, libi oimeli, I can't do this. You know why? He says, because if you look at the Beis Yosef brings kamad, all the Rishonim held not like this Rash, but everyone learned the sugya al tefke bezen hefke. And if everyone learned as hefke bezen hefke, it's not going to it her das. And if it's not going to it her das, I don't know if I can make it work. The Ma'aseh Rasham tried making it work even in hefke bezen hefke. He says, because why would bezden be mafker it? Like why hefke bezen hefke? Stam in the Veltana and hefke bezen hefke, there's always a reason why you would say hefke bezen hefke. So he says, the reason they probably would have said hefke bezen hefke is for her benefit. And we know, the Gemara says it's in Ksubas and a bunch of places, that if a person says the Efshi B'takonis Chachamim, so she has, a person has a right to do that. So could be even Al Tefke Bezen Hefke, she could say Efshi B'takonis Chachamim. Says the problem is, I'm saying it after the fact. So after the fact to say Efshi B'takonis Chachamim, I don't know if you can make that work. L'maisa, he mutched very, very stark. And he felt that it wasn't something he was able to do. He said there was one Eitzah. He says, find out, when this original husband gave the get, he did it willingly or he did it b'kfiya? Was he forced into it or was he not forced into it? So a lot of gerushins are done b'kfiya. And he wanted to know, was this done b'kfiya or was this not done b'kfiya? Why would it matter if it was done b'kfiya? So it's really based on Gemara, the end of the Masechta, on Daf Peches on the days. So we know the halach is get me'usa b'Yisrael kasha. Right? That's a chiddush, but that's the halacha. Get mosa. Get mosa means a get where the husband gave it force. He did it at gunpoint. So the halacha is it's a kasher again. What we know is kaif noisa chiyoyim roitzani. Says the Gemara, Abaye ashkechil Rabbi Yosef. Abaye met Rabbi Yosef. The Yosef of Kamaasa Giti, who was forcing a man to give a get. Amale. So Abaye told Rabbi Yosef, V'hanan had yoytis anan. Where had yoytis? Meaning we don't have smicha. Bubble, they didn't have smicha. Now, it's Yisrael, the Dayanah met smicha. Bubble, they didn't have smicha. V'tanya, we learned at a b'raisa, hoy, Rab Tarfin Oimer. Rab Tarfin said, etc., etc., that you need to be a mumcha, you need to be a samuch in order to be able to do a get mosa. But ahead, you can't do a get mosa. Amale, so Rav Yosef famously told Abaya, anan shlichusayu ka'avdinon. It's true, we don't have smicha, but the Dayanah and Bubble, they're acting as agents. They're acting as shluchim. They're acting as shluchim of Dayanah and Yisrael. More in this Gemara, in order to be ma'asa someone to give a get, you have to have smicha. Even in Bavel, it only worked because anan shlichusayu the ko'avdinon, and we're working als shluchim. The nesivos in Siman Alf, the first nesivos and sefer nesivos, discusses if that's the case, bizman hazeh, how's this something we're allowed to do? Bizman hazeh, there's no shlichus anymore. There's no smucha, not in Bavel, not in Eretz Yisrael. So if that's the case, so how could anyone do a get mosa? And he discusses it regarding get mosa. He discusses it regarding any halach, dine knosses, anything that requires smicha. How could you do smicha bizman hazeh? So he brings that to Rishonim as the kasha. The Rashba in Yevam Estaf Memvav, and the Rashba in Gittin Daf Peches, and the Ramban in Gittin Daf Peches. You know what Rishonim say? You know what the Rishonim say? If there's a man that doesn't want to divorce his wife, and Bezdin is mamish forcing him, it works. Ah, you need shlichus, and you don't even have shlichus of smuchin. Zogin the Rishonim kishecha b'leivecha. It works because called the mekadosh adaita the rabbanu mekadosh vafki inu rabbanu lekedusha mineh. So the Marsham said, find out when this man gave the get. Did he give the get willingly, or did he have to be forced into giving the get? He said, if he gave the get willingly, then I don't have an etzah. After all, he tries 10 different mahalchim. Couldn't work. But he said, if he was forced into giving the get, so then get me'usa gufa.
works. Meeting called the Makadish, the Rabban Makadish, and for that I have often a Rishonim, and for that I have the Nesivus and Siman Aleph, and that I would be Soimichan, no problem to be Matzel this Isha, and to be Matzel the Shah. It's something I would do. So he said, do me a favor, find out about that. If you can be Mavara that, that's going to be okay. But otherwise, I have no answer. But really, the punchline of this Shuvah from the Masham, Vasas Negeil in Yoneinu, is the fact that the Masham held that based on a Tosfos tucked away in Gittin Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, he had an Eitzah to undo a marriage. And it's a simple-ish Eitzah. Because all the man needs to do is appoint a Shliach Lahilacha and then be Mevatel the Shlichus Bifnei Beis Bifnei Gimel. And if you do that, it automatically triggers a Sugya in Gittin Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph of Kol Demekadesh Adaita Derabban Mekadesh. And you're going to say, what? That's enough in a Tosfos. Tosfos says it works. Now, Tosfos is Mesupik if you're allowed to go L'chatchila and do it. But the Rasham said that first of all, Tosfos had it said that you could do a L'chatchila even if it's a Knunya, even if it's something that really is coming from a bad place. Doesn't matter. And even Tosfos' other side was, Tosfos doesn't want you using it for malicious purposes, but to be Matzal and Aguna, to be Matzal and Mamzer, to do it for a real bona fide reason, for sure both Terutzim and Tosfos with all you can do this. And the Rasham held that this is something that L'chari you can do. But if you go through the Tshuva in the Marsham, there's one word the Marsham uses. He says, like this, listen to this Lashon, V'loi Ekchad, I'm not going to lie to you. Ki im hoya kvay teirase misya yitzimi, terem sha'asu ma'isa gerishin, shal bala rishin. Had you come to me with this Shailo before the first husband gave the get, ha'yisi mamsi eitzo vitushia, I would have came up with an eitzo vitushia, lahalacha, the loyla meisa. I'll be divrei toises getting daf lamed gimel lamed aleph. And I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach in a letter. He mutched a little bit. Why the Rasham added that last toisafa la halacha the loyla meisa? And he has a whole arichas. He has eight different suggestions. Why maybe the Rasham said the loyla meisa? Because the emes is it sounds like the Rasham. It's not klar 100%, but from those words it sounds like the Rasham. Even va'achrei kechloi zakol. He still wasn't going to be so mechane. It's enough in a Tosfos. That's enough in a Tosfos. Why would he have not been Soimach on it? So we'll leave with Akasha. Why the Mersham? He said such a beautiful tshuva. So L'chayra, why would it have been L'halacha of a V'loi L'maisa?